The pandemic has highlighted who has support and who doesn't. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen spoke with Wyoming Equality's Sarah Burlingame about what life looks like for many LGBTQ folks across the state. Burlingame says if you've got things like a job, family support, and acceptance in your community, you might be doing okay right now and hunkering down like a lot of your neighbors.
But if you're not, if you're a teenager who's now at home, you know, with their parents who are perhaps violently opposed to your sexuality or your gender expression, if you worked in food service where, you know, your presence as a trans person was just kind of tolerated, you're on the lowest rung of the ladder, right? And those are the folks who don't have that support, who don't have protections. They're the ones who've just been hit the hardest right now. You know, those are the ones that I think, what resources can we get to them? Like, how can we help encourage them to just, you know, hold on, get through this? You know, there's a sunrise on the other side, you know? But there's a little bit of terror behind that because, you know, health disparities are exacerbated by pandemics. And, you know, our Two-Spirit friends on the Wind River Reservation, I mean, you know, it's not a good scene right now. And there's not enough support, there's not enough resources, and we just worry about them. It's definitely given us, like, a resolve, like, when this crisis has passed, just how important it is to fight for policies that bring, you know, that narrow that gap in disparities, to make sure that we pass non-discrimination, that we have job protections, that we have housing protections. You know, that's going to be more important than ever.
So for those people that are feeling those impacts in a really particular way, what kind of resources are available to them? I mean, what does that picture look like in Wyoming?
Yeah. So, I mean, yesterday, a really nice man who happens to be transgender reached out to me. He needed an attorney because as a transgender male in Wyoming, he is kind of, you know, thinking two steps ahead and saying, if he does have to be hospitalized, if he does, you know, get this coronavirus, then he needs some special paperwork from an attorney to make sure that his wife has full privileges of the hospital, you know, so that he has access. Like, that's one of, like, just, like, the little things that I think most people aren't thinking of. And, you know, if you're straight and you're worried about, you know, your vulnerability and if you might be hospitalized, it probably wouldn't occur to you that that your neighbor, you know, who's trans or gay, might have some hesitation about what does that look like for me if I have to be hospitalized. I mean, the good news is like hospitals like Cheyenne Regional, like they've really stepped up and they're really working to, you know, come into better compliance with kind of, you know, health equity. And some hospitals around the state are doing that, but not all of them. And so it's just another level of insecurity. You know, Wyoming Equality doesn't do any direct services. You know, we advocate, we help with policy, we help with, you know, community organizing and things, but we're not, you know, a direct services organization. But, and we have a very small crisis fund that's just, you know, if somebody has an emergency, needs some help, you know, it's there to kick in, like, a little bit of money. But we just came out and said, like, we'd like to deplete our emergency, you know, our crisis fund immediately. If you need it, please, you know, ask. We'd like to help. And, I mean, that's the thing about Wyoming, right? Like, whether you're straight or you're a member of the LGBTQ population, you're still a stubborn Wyomingite. And, like, we put it out there in, like, multiple venues, and nobody was asking us. And meanwhile, I was seeing folks that I knew online, like, say, hey, can I do some work for you? Can I do something, like, I need to raise money? And so we would reach out to these people and say, hey, like, we have crisis money for you. Can we give it to you? And every single person I reached out to said, oh, that's for somebody who really needs it. You know, I don't want to take it. You know, I'll figure it out. Like, I'll work with my landlord or I'll, you know, do something. They're like, no, it's for you. Like, we had to, like, really, like, work to get people to accept it, which, you know, probably shouldn't surprise us. Stubborn Wyomingites. I don't think it matters, like, who you go home and sleep with. Like, at the beginning and the end of the day, you're a Wyomingite, and it's just hard for us to accept help. We're so used to, like, doing it on our own.
Or being the helper.
Oh, yeah. No, every single one of these people, right? Like, they're, and that's what we have to tell them, right? Like, you help everybody. Like, you are so generous. Like, every single person who we have, like, reached out to, like, I know them because they are organizing and giving in their community.
And for folks that hear this and feel like, you know, also feel like, okay, what can I do to help? Do you have any directions or places to point them?
Yeah, I mean, if your town does not have a non-discrimination ordinance, like, get a hold of us. We'd like to help you. If you'd like to help out with a statewide, you know, in the legislature non-discrimination ordinance, contact us, WyomingEquality.org. Find us on Facebook. If you want to be a part of that because you recognize it's important, we'd love to have you. And also, just consider yourself formally invited by Sarah Burlingame, the executive director of Wyoming Equality, to go bake a casserole, to drop it off on the doorstep of someone in your community, whether they're lesbian, gay, bisexual, two-spirit, transgender, or just an ally. Make a casserole, drop it off, be part of this movement. Yeah, you're invited.
Well, thanks so much for chatting, Sarah. It's always a joy.
Yeah, it's lovely to talk to you too, Maggie.
That was Wyoming State Representative and Executive Director of Wyoming Equality, Sarah Burlingame.